For those of y'all that know about putting models together, there's a lot of, and as I hold these up, there's lots and lots of little bitty pieces to it. And I remember when I was a kid, I would put these things together and then go back and try to find where all the extra parts went. And half the time, it would fall apart or something. But there's something in here that there is no possible way that you can find where every single part goes. And that's the instruction manual. And if I was to call somebody up here and just hand them that model and say, okay, there you go, have at it. Chances are there wouldn't be all the parts wouldn't be used. And so therefore, the way the model is supposed to be built and looked would be incomplete because I didn't hand them the instruction sheet. So this morning, one thing I want us to focus about is this right here being our instruction sheet, this Bible. I feel like a lot of times in life, we have all these pieces to life that we try to put together on our own. We'll run to friends because we've seen what their life looks like. We'll run to family members because we've seen what they've done. Or we'll run over here, even to church members because we've seen what they've done. And we go and we run all over the place looking for answers except going straight to the Word of God. And we find no peace until we get in the Word of God. And so I've got a couple of verses this morning that I want to focus on peace. And what kind of peace does God really want to give us? In Philippians 4, verses 6, it says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ." Now, I don't think that we truly know. We read a lot about what God offering us peace, and He wants to give us peace. And, you know, when we go to heaven, it will be peaceful. And when we do this, there's peace. But do we really and truly understand what peace truly is and what God wants to give us? Because I think we get content with what we've read and what we think God said to us and things like that. And we just get content and we think we've got an answer from God. And so we're peaceful about it. But are we really? Are we really seeking God and God's answers to our lives when we are worried about things or when we're going through things or whatever? This week has been crazy. God has tried everything He can to throw everything in the way to keep me from having to call Brother Mike and say, "Hey, I ain't going to be able to do it Sunday. I'm sorry." Our family's going through a terrible loss. We've got a 24-year-old cousin that has been on life support. And this morning at 9, they pulled the plug. And so during that time, where do you go? What do you do? You know, and I didn't even have this. I had this sermon 2 weeks ago. So before all of this started, God had already kind of prepared me for it because of the sermon. And so all week long, every night, all night, staying up, praying, looking for the peace. I mean, because there's no peace there when you're dealing with something like this. Well, I finally got it. Finally got a little bit of a peace about it. But I mean, it still hurts. It still, you know, nobody should ever go through the loss of a child or anything like that. But I finally started getting that peace when I finally started really staying up and praying. But not just me talking, but listening to God. Because, you know, a lot of times we love to talk. Some people more than others. But until we actually listen, you know, be still and listen to God. Because if we're not careful, we get so caught up and we'll read God's Word. And then we'll sit down and we'll pray and we'll talk to God. But when we get through talking, we say, "Amen," we go on. we're not listening. And we've got to listen. I want to describe to you, this is what I think God gives. There's one part of your day, every day, that I believe God gives you peace. And it only lasts about 30 seconds. And I think He does it because He's like, I want you to get a small little bitty taste of what peace truly is in life. And that's when you have worked all day long and you've ate a good supper and you take your shower and your wife has put clean sheets on the bed and you go in there and you flip the bed back and you climb in it and you lay back on that pillow. That 30 seconds right there. That's what peace is. Because you know, after about 30 seconds, you start thinking about the day and thinking about everything else. But it's just that one little bit of time right there that you lay back and you go, ah. Oh. I think God gives us that to remind us that I want to give you this peace all the time. I want you to have that peace of when you lay back, everything's okay. And it is. Now, we're going to go through trouble and trials, and we're going to go through things that we have no clue why we're going through in life. But God still, He wants to give us the peace. Because if we know Christ, and our loved ones know Christ, even when we pray and we ask for healing and things like that, we may not get our earthly healing, but we get a healing from God. It may be the eternal healing that we get, but peace is what God says, don't worry, I've got it under control. When you worry about a problem or you worry about something and then all of a sudden it's taken care of, do you worry about it anymore? No. You just kind of, okay. Well, I worried about it, but now it's all right. And God says, that's how you should feel all the time because I've already taken care of everything. And that's what God wants to give us. Now, there's three things I want you to get out of today's message. And that is the three things that we should be seeking God for constantly in order to have peace about our lives. And the first one is anxiety, worry, trouble, that kind of thing. Do you have a Bible? Of course. Read it. Get in God's Word. Whenever anxiety starts coming into your life, pick it up and read Philippians 4, 6, and 7. That will help. But perhaps one of the things that I think we don't experience peace is because we start getting lazy. You know, we get up and we go to work and we do things and we do this and we do most of it half-heartedly. And then we get home at night and we're just too tired. Ain't got time to have a Bible study or spend time with Christ. But do you know that, and this goes for all of you that have jobs that you absolutely hate. I had one time. I won't mention where it's at, but Mercedes is in the name of it. But I would get up every morning just literally sick at my stomach having to go to work out there. And I can remember just being just totally miserable. Why don't you read Colossians 3:23. It says, whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done before the Lord and not men. So basically, and this another, I think she's got a different version, says, whatever you do, just work at it with all your heart. Whether you're working, whether you're praying, whether you're ministering, whatever we're doing, do it with all your heart. Put your heart into everything you do. Not only will you feel better about yourself, but then you've also got to put everything into making that time to spend time with Christ and listen to Him. I firmly believe that a Bible study, I think people, they think when it's Bible study time, it's time you have to get your Bible. You have to go, you have to sit down, you have to read all these verses, you have to pray for an hour, and then you have to get up and go. And I think that we start getting into a routine that we get lazy with it. It's not what Bible study is. It's not a quiet time. Yes, go to God's Word. You might pray 10 minutes, you might pray 5 minutes, but always take the time to listen to what God has to say. A lot of times we don't get out of a Bible study, we don't get out of our quiet time because we don't take time to let God speak to us. Always remember to let God speak to you. And then our third thing that we don't get peace in is decision making. I feel like that we make decisions based off how we feel, how we think, what we think we should do. And that's hard, especially young people, and I try to tell my youth all the time, watch the decisions that you make, not just in things you buy. Because, I mean, adults, y'all know, homes, cars, it's so easy to get caught up with keeping up with everybody else. But decisions that you make as to who you hang out with, people you run around with, people you associate with, the things that you say. You know, everything that you do from the time you got up this morning was a decision. You made a decision whether to get up or not, a decision who to talk to, a decision whether to be, whether to speak to that one person that you passed this morning that you normally don't want to speak to. You know, it could be anything. But we make a decision constantly. And in Philippians 2, verses 13, says, God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases Him. So every decision that we ever make in life, God has already told us, make that decision to please me. If every decision that you make the rest of the day doesn't please God, wrong decision. We take a lot of these steps in these three things and we overthink them and we overdo them. We think we got to go over the top. It's not easy. I mean, it's not hard. God simply says, when you worry, give it to me. When you work, don't be lazy. Do it to the best of your ability. And then when you make a decision, make it for Him based on what glorifies God. And in those three things, I think if we do those three things daily, we will find that peace of when we lay down at night, it'll last more than 30 seconds. We can lay down at night and know that God is in everything that we do. We've spent our time with Christ. We've turned everything over to Him. And we've done it to the best of our ability. If we would do those three things, the peace that we need will supersede the anxiety and the worry and all that. Does that mean things are going to be easy? No. Things are going to be hard. Because in today's society, the world is telling us to look everywhere else but to Christ. If we don't keep our eyes on Christ, we will lose focus. So I pray today, I told you I was going to be short. I pray today, if you're here and you're having a difficult time with anything, whether it be the someone that's sick, you may be sick, the loss of a loved one, or whatever. You may be just struggling with your quiet time or prayer time. I pray that this sermon helps you to realize that those three areas will help us in everything. In everything we do for Christ, everything we do for our quiet time, and it will make a difference in our life if we just turn everything to Him and allow Christ to speak to us. Stop and listen. And we'll find that peace. Let's pray. God, I just come to you right now and I ask you, Lord, to be with whoever else is here today, Father, that just needs to know that you are in control of everything. And Father, sometimes all we need to do is just sit back and allow you to speak to us and listen instead of us doing all the talking. So God, right now, I just pray whoever you're speaking to, God, that you would just touch them, touch their heart and their life. God, we love you today in Jesus' name. Amen.